The U.S. Open was first played here back in 1955. It ended in a playoff between one of the game's greatest legends and a little-known club pro from the Duck Creek Golf Course in Davenport, Iowa. Jack Fleck's victory over Ben Hogan is still considered one of the greatest upsets in golf history. The tournament came back in 1966. The iconic Arnold Palmer took a 7-stroke lead over the lesser-known Billy Casper into the final 9 holes. I reached Casper by phone and asked him to describe that moment.
And so as we walked the 10th tee, I told him, I said, "Arnold, I want to finish second." He said, "I'll do everything to help you."
Well, through a combination of Casper's clutch putting and Palmer falling apart, the two ended up in a playoff. Casper won the next day in a comeback that shocked the sporting world.
And as we finished the round, he congratulated me, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and as we were walking away from the hole, I said, "Arnold, I'm sorry." You know, I felt very, you know, we have such a feeling for our fellow players when something like that happens.
Arnold Palmer never won another major. Billy Casper went on to win 51 PGA tournaments altogether, including the Masters and another U.S. Open. He's now in the World Golf Hall of Fame. Heady stuff for a kid who grew up poor, moving from place to place with parents who weren't around much to take care of him. But Casper found the game of golf, and in the process, he found a gift. I asked him to reflect upon his life in the game.
Well, you know, when I started playing, I had 3 goals. One was winning money, and of course that happened right away. First tournament I played in, I tied for 30th money spot, which was Portland, Oregon, the Western Open, and with 2 other players, and I won $33.33. So I attained that goal. My next goal took about a year, and I finally won at the Labatt Open in Quebec City, and that was the second goal. The third goal was winning the Open. And I won it in my 4th year on the tour at Wingfoot. And, you know, to be able to achieve those goals which you have set for yourself is a very rewarding thing. And to win the Open not once but twice, and I wanted to win it a second time after I'd won it the first time. The first time, I was so young, I didn't know what was going on hardly. But then to win the way that I won an Olympic club in San Francisco and see how the people changed from Arnold's army to Billy's converts was an unbelievable experience and something I'll never forget the rest of my life. And to be able to accomplish those goals and things that you set in your life is a wonderful thing, and I feel just very blessed and very lucky and very, very, it's been an unbelievable life for me.